And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report for Thursday, the 15th of December. And the Ides of December, we're only 10 days from Christmas. And welcome back, Leo Lyons-Gami.
Thank you for having me again on your show. It's a pleasure to be here on RBN Live with you.
We might have some extra time because it turns out Ryan, my NutraMed team guy, had a kind of a home disaster and can't make it. So if you can, you can make part of the hour or more of it if you want to, hour two. But we have a lot to cover. I want you to kind of do the coverage of what's going on in Europe first, because there's a lot of things happening since the earthquake that happened in Italy and the no vote. And then it looks like the conservatives lost in Austria, at least temporarily, but it looks like Le Pen may be running in France. So nationalism is rising there. The banks, what's happened since the no vote? What's going on there?
Well, and since the no vote, they have reshaped the government by basically putting the same people, omitting though the Prime Minister Renzi, that of course took on board the fact that he lost so badly and resigned. But of course, things haven't really changed, because everything is still in a sort of limbo. It's a bit until Donald Trump becomes the president of the U.S. Foreign politics is basically suspended, because you see, any government that today makes a deal with Obama knows that in 1 month this deal is over.
Right.
So it's kind of a tricky moment, let's say, when you're passing from one president to the other, even for foreign governments like the Italian ones. And I think all over Europe, though, already we start seeing, like you said earlier on, just these changes happening since the Brexit, since there has been also a rise of the right wing and of movements towards sovereignty all over Europe. Le Pen in France might herself become one of the main political actors of today, if the other candidate from the more moderate center-right, Fillon, doesn't take over. But I think that really there is mostly in Europe a resentment towards this centralized power in Brussels that is not really dealing with people in the way that, you know, that people feel honest. So they are punishing the establishment with these votes. They are taking on board more nationalist positions. And I think that the European Union is probably going to be falling into pieces, crumbling down in the next 10 years, because the euro failed, and the euro, of course, was carrying all this European ideal together. And once the euro fails, then everything else fails together with it. But we have a lot to figure out now after Donald Trump comes in power, because there is going to be some immediate changes, especially in Italy. You would see now this prime minister that is basically Italian aristocrat, friend of Renzi, called Gentiloni. It's highly probable he's not going to stay in power for more than a month. I think by the end of January, just after Donald Trump gets installed into the White House, then we would see a complete change of the situation. And even in Italy, they will have to get to a different position, probably bringing the people to vote again. That's what really the people in Europe want. They want to vote again to kick out all these bureaucrats, Democrats.
Bureaucrats that run everything. I remember talking to an Irish member of their legislature, and he was telling me 85% of the laws passed are passed by these bureaucrats in Brussels. My guess is that there's going to be a reformation of Europe that will mean that nations will be much more sovereign, but that they will be a federalized system where some powers will be handed over to a kind of an over trans-European establishment, which will probably be involved with border control and national military force and some nationalized things. But I think it'll be limited. And I do see the rise of Fortress Europe, but I do see the rise of nationalism, where a lot of national interests will be put first for many of the nations. They're just fed up with bureaucrats running their life.
Well, I mean, the bureaucrats in Brussels, a lot of them have not even been elected democratically. They have been placed there by their governments. They have gone through very unclear processes. Even this Juncker guy, who is now in charge of the whole European Union, it's somebody who belongs to a state which is as big as a little city, which is Luxembourg.
Right.
And that dominates the rest of Europe mainly because of their secret accounts in the banking system of this little state that for many decades has been a tax haven for many other countries and for many powerful individuals and their corporations. The George Soros of the situation, the people like George Soros nowadays have pushed towards an anti-Russian policy, as you know. And this has become for a lot of countries in Europe that were actually working with Russia very well, offering right. their products, their tourism, even Italy, for example. When the blockade started with Russia, you didn't really feel it as much in the US, but in Italy and in other European countries, it's been a huge impact in the economy. And a lot of people don't understand why we have to have an embargo towards a friendly country like Russia that has done nothing really to well, they never interfered with our politics. I don't know about U.S. politics because now the situation has changed. Now, since they had such a hostile government like Obama that has really brought us on the verge of a third world war, a nuclear war, actually, a nuclear war, because we are already in a third world war.
Right.
Well, things now have changed because now we have with Donald Trump a friendly relation with Russia. We have a great person in charge of everything behind the scenes, which is General Flint. And I think that this is really a positive outcome for America.
Oh yeah,
because we have to focus on the economy. We don't have to focus on making senseless war that makes us more poor. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, and these blockades and these continuous embargoes toward countries like Russia risk to send. They already sent hundreds of Italian companies in bankruptcy because you know. I mean, here we have in our country things like olive oil, like cheese, like prosciutto, like meaning ham, meaning food, and Russia is one of the biggest buyers of some of this stuff. And then we have fashion. Then we have the car industry. I mean, guys, this Obama should be arrested. He's a criminal. I mean, I don't understand how Donald copes with having a phone call every now and then with Obama, because I think he's such a criminal. But, I mean, of course, we know that Donald is very diplomatic. He's being a gentleman until the 20th of January. But I think that even in the U.S., you will feel much more the impact of Donald Trump once Obama is finally out of the scene.
Yeah, I think that the effects are going to be much more of a pitched battle. I expect that the globalists are going to try some economic chaos to try to see if they can stymie him. I think they're going to try everything, including blocking approvals like Rex Tillerson for the head of the State Department. You know, they might even try to see if they can block the approval of Governor Perry, who is the longest-standing governor of Texas, as an energy expert. I don't think it's going to work. I think that you're going to see Trump just plow forward. He's a tough guy, and the people he's assembling in his cabinet are probably the toughest, most successful cabinet ever assembled in American history. Now, this is going to be really good for Italy, too. Yeah, go ahead.
We as Italians for Trump, as you know, our organization, which is the only one recognized also by the Trump administration with our website, italiansfortrump.it, basically have started to work closely with what probably is going to be the future ambassador and what is the whole Trump project for Italy, creating this Trumpiani for Italy. It's an organization called the Trumpians for Italy that will have their first big event on the 20th of January, in the same day in which Donald Trump takes his oath. We are doing an event just in front of the American embassy, an event that is going to gather a lot of intellectuals, of Italian intellectuals, politicians, economists, but of course people close to the Donald Trump idea, that Donald Trump fought we think that this is a way to encourage good politics. I mean, I'm not so interested so much in the local politics scenario because it's completely demented at the moment, of course. But I'm interested as an intellectual, as somebody who wants to encourage people that are very talented because they have already... already the speakers that are going to participate are very big, very famous personalities in Italy, and in the, especially some of them have been involved directly even in politics at very high level. Some ministers, some have an ex-minister of culture that will talk, have an ex-European parliamentary, but now people that are critics of this system. They are well known for being critics of the system. They are well known for being Trump supporters. I want to gather these people and fight this system in an intelligent way, you know, with a center of Trump studies, of something that encourages the Trumpian way also for the future of Italian politics.
Yeah, I think that's very good. And, of course, that Trumpian way is going to affect the neoconservatism that's rising in populism in Europe. It'll also mean a change in balance and power in other nations. Most of the nations.
But that's why we don't call it really Republican politics anymore. We call it the Trumpian politics.
Because it's not really Republican. The Republican Party is already dead on arrival. It's finished. Yeah. In fact, he campaigned both against the Democrats and the Republican Party, so that whatever the party is now, it's a Trumpian party. It's a new populist.
It's a new party that takes actually also some very good elements that used to be the conservative side of the democratic structure.
Exactly.
That I think they're good enough to embark in a change. And so I think that really the intelligence services in the U.S. will not abruptly be brought into the Republican field. They will simply be brought into the Trumpian field, which is a field, it's different. It's different,
good.
Trust me. I say it's different because we have a different relationship with globalism now, knowing how globalism has ruined some of our factories, some of our livelihoods, has affected our economy in the U.S., in Europe, and now we want something different. I think we are mature enough for building behind the Trumpian way something that is not yet definable yet, but I think will be in the next few years.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I'm completely very excited about this event that I'm doing in front of the American Embassy in such an interesting place, a nice place with 100 people there, a very exclusive situation because we only allow journalists and people. And we will be, you know, with the monitors watching Washington. We will actually have some of our representatives from Washington intervening on video while they are there on the field of the White House, and while Trump is getting his oath. I think that we are also showing a very old image of New York, which is the first time that this image, when New York was still called New Amsterdam. And it's a very rare image that apparently one of our members wants to bring to show to the people for the first time. So we have also a touch of art in all this. But I mean, we have mostly people that will discuss new ways for the economy.
Right.
Because economy, the way it is now, it's a system which is rigged. Let me tell you, Dr. Digo, I mean, you can move it the way you want it, but it's rigged. The system is rigged.
It's rigged, for example, that regulations hurt small and medium business, and large transnational corporations can do pretty well anything. They can move their money around the world or manufacturing. Yeah. It's rigged in the sense that the average person can't start a mom-and-pop business because of restraint of trade and issues like, for example, Amazon. Amazon is opening up to have some people come into their store and sell some things, but there's issues about it that means it's becoming like the behemoth. And I think that Trump is going to make sure that sets boundaries for them, so although they can be successful, they're going to allow other people to be successful too. Just like when Chris Wallace was saying, well, you're against free trade. He said, no, I'm against stupid trade. And Trump is really good at just framing it exactly, isn't he?
Trump is good as, first of all, of course, he wants to push America first and American interest. That's, of course, the American way at the core of the American way. And nobody wants to put that into discussion. But for in regards to the rest of the world, at the moment, we had the Clinton Foundation in several states, including Italy, influencing local politics for a number of years. They have done this methodically. They have done this so to favor in the end Hillary becoming president, also because some of these governments after have returned the favor by illegally financing the Clinton Foundation, because some of the financing that came, for example, from the Ministry of Environment in Italy, it's completely illegal, but it's been done. Some of the financing that's been done by the Norwegian government was totally unknown to the Norwegian people. The money that was actually given by the Italian government was never discussed into the parliament. So, I mean, this money was simply shipped to the Hillary Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Foundation, which is also Bill Clinton, and then they used it for, of course, this shameless political campaign against Donald Trump. They use it to incentivize their network with the Muslim countries, to also infiltrate the Catholic world, and the WikiLeaks emails have proven this. There is liberal groups in the Catholic world that have been financed by George Soros and by the Clintons. And so I think that now we are going towards one of the biggest changes in history, because finally we have the head of a government and of a state who is not in league with this New World Order agenda of the Clinton Foundation, of George Soros, of Jacob de Rothschild, of Rockefeller. But, of course, Trump might have done some kind of deal with Henry Kissinger, because I don't think that you cannot do a deal with Henry Kissinger. It's
dealing with a two-headed snake, right? You're going to get bitten, right?
Well, I mean, it's very difficult to be in this world without passing through the office of Henry Kissinger. I mean, that is what all the important politicians in the U.S. and in the world know that. Yeah. I think that Kissinger still represents this worldwide assets of important assets that are brought in by the important families, like the royal English royal family, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the various, and so at the end we have the big banks, the big money, and all this, though, at this moment of time, it's becoming stagnant, because this liberal policy has destroyed the economies, has literally destroyed the economies to favor, of course, the sell-out, the sale of certain things that the speculation then can acquire for very little, and it becomes a game, of course. No?
Right.
But Donald Trump, he has said some very interesting things, I think, also in regards to his position with business. He says, I could have done business, for example, last week, and I said no to a $1 billion business deal. Right. And I think it is very important. He knows that the people in America, as well in the rest of the world, are very angry with the level of corruption in the establishment. And so he himself, who could have actually favored himself beyond his belief, you know, with his own companies, he's actually saying immediately, no, I don't want to take advantage of the situation. I kind of putting a little bit everything into a frozen state, you know. I think that is more or less the idea with his kids in charge. But he doesn't want to be able to then be criticized later on, because he knows that the enemy is after him. Any mistake that Donald does now, it becomes a big thing. So he has to be very careful.
Yeah, even bringing his daughter and his son-in-law. I think they want to blame the Russians for his election. I want to blame his son-in-law, who was so smart in the way he handled the data and very frugal with where they would go back to different parts of the states to get the electoral college. His son-in-law is the one that's responsible, not the Russians, for his election. Back in a minute.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Please continue. What I see happening is a grand battle between globalism and Satanism. We have at Lake with Podesta and these emails and Pizzagate. We did quite an extensive video with Jim Fetzer the other day, and it's getting a tremendous amount of hits over on YouTube. By the way, we not only have a Vimeo premium channel, we picked up another channel as well that's going to be posting our videos. Plus, we also are posting them through our Deagle Network to all the video broadcast platforms on the planet. So we're getting a huge footprint of our radio show, which is put through Deagle Network, through Blueberry, and the Raw Voice. And that allows your word to get out to a lot of people, Leo, especially whether we do our shows, because we're posting it through every RSS feed on the planet in English and every video feed on the planet pretty well now. So what's next? I see a few more positions in the main cabinet. Apparently, he's next going to announce his picks for for the Supreme Court. Already one state, I think it's the state I'm trying to think of is, I think it's Ohio or one of them, actually passed a law that was going to block all abortions over 20 weeks of age, which, by the way, has been in many states. But they also tried to pass a bill called a heartbeat bill that was going to block all abortions over 6 weeks. I think we should make abortion completely illegal. And a lot of people think, well, that's ridiculous. I said, the fact is, as soon as you denigrate a human being after they're conceived as an embryo, and there's one case now down in Louisiana where there's a Hollywood star and her ex-husband, they actually even christened the names of their embryo daughters that are kept in stasis and embryo frozen. And there's money apparently on the shelf waiting for them if they're born. And the father is trying to push to see if he can get these children born. So everything is changing. You know, we've got the CRISPR protocol that can change genetics of human beings. We've got, you know, ultra-conservatives pushing on one side to get back to Christian values. And we've got ultra-liberals and Satanists that are purely blood-drinking, flesh-eating pedophiles. This is pretty crazy, isn't it?
There is, of course, these people on the top with Barack Obama, with the Clintons, felt they didn't feel in any way they could be attacked. All these releases of information, especially with WikiLeaks, have demonstrated that things can change, that you can actually see the real side, the perversion going behind, the possibility of pedophile rings, the possibility of people who are definitely doing black magic, because of course they are doing black magic to implement their power, and they are doing things that are completely disgusting. They eat flesh, they eat blood, they do, I mean, this kind of things that the spirit dinners really brought the West out, not in the open, of what kind of practices the Obama administration and people at the top were doing, and they're still doing to this day, because they are connected to black magic, they're connected to things that witchcraft. Hillary Clinton, she's a typical witch, of the worst kind, and she it was really becoming evident that her demon really was kind of popping out of her at one point.
A lot of people dismiss this, and they think, well, you're not in the real world, you're crazy. And in fact, it actually drives some people crazy that we talk about spiritual things that are right in the Bible, that are right in front of your face. In fact, you have to see the evidence. Yeah. And this Pizzagate, there is what information is disinformation and what spin, because they're obviously trying to spin it to try to denigrate it and say, this is just a conspiracy theory, it's not real, keep moving. But we know that there's enough information now from the Podesta emails and the alternate material that's coming out that Pizzagate's very real, isn't it?
Well, I really, you know, from this side of the ocean, I'm a little bit too far from,
I went over with Jim Fetcher.
Go into it and say, 100% everything that is said is
correct. It's not that way.
I mean, there is a lot of stuff which has been inserted, like you said, probably to denigrate the truth in it. I mean, the fact that there is pedophile rings is evident. The fact that they were friends of Hillary Clinton went into Haiti, because Haiti, as you know, was hit by a complete disaster. And what happened after this this disaster? These powerful people came in and they probably took little kids away, brought them into the pedophile rings, and all of this covered, of course, by the Obama administration. I mean, what can change now? I don't know. I mean, it depends from the level of war that within the Trump administration they want to start against this part of the elite, because they're very powerful, definitely.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Now, one of the things that I find difficult to explain to people, is the information dealing with these orders. I 2 months before I became a medical doctor, I was told to either join Phi Rho, Sigma, or Phi Chi, or Alpha 8 or Honor Society, because I was working on my PhD in biochemistry and oceanography. And these organizations do great good. I don't see anything evil in them, you know? But there are some very evil organizations that are secret orders, too.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are back with Leo Zagami. We also have Jeff in Idaho. He has a couple questions. Go ahead, Jeff, with your questions.
Hey, guys. Leo, this is a tie-in between book two and hopefully book four. If you go to this website, paulstrammer.net, that's P-A-U-L-S-T-R-A-M-M-E-R TRAMER.net, and you go to the Thursday, October 27th post called The Basics, and you download a $3 Kindle, You Know Something's Wrong in America. On page 149, there was a 2009-2010 visit to Pope Benedict that ties in essentially the July 11th, 2013 Pope's thing about administrative law, the land, air, and sea jurisdiction. If you could read that blog all the way up till like currently now, I think you'll find what you need to basically add in book four for your January 20th Trump meeting outside the American Embassy. And as the banks basically collapse, you know, from what the Rothschilds are trying to do, you'll see what's going on in France on how the IMF is running the United States through the District of Columbia, through essentially the British Empire citizenship. And what I was trying to help you with is that if you give a little push in Italy between now and then, you can actually probably make the whole globalist banking system start to collapse in on itself because of all the revolving trillions of credit that are basically at zero interest trading back and forth. And since Russia's in control of the Security Council now, and Obama's basically rushing in those weapons as fast as he can, but he's too late for that, and Putin's not going to let him start a hot war. I'm just saying, if you research that...
You're talking about weapons into Syria, because Aleppo's already over.
But they're back in Palmyra because of all the issues with the religious things of the Satanist, with that go back to the time of Jesus. And the
seed of Satan came from there and was brought to Germany, to the Brandenburg Gate.
Right. So that was really the only comment I had. It ties in a lot of things, I think, that you can get into book four to give the big push to get rid of the Rothschilds banking system around the world.
Okay, comment, Leo. What do you think?
Well, when it comes down to Syria, I think at the moment the media are just spinning a great diversion from the reality of things, because the truth is simply that Russia has taken over the show, and that now, until Donald Trump doesn't come in charge of everything, we will not really have any kind of deals going on between the military generals in charge of the defense of the two countries, which are really the ones who are opposing each other, because this was a war instigated by Obama. I don't think that Trump wants to follow up on this war, and he has already also backed off on the F-35s, for example, which have been bought instead by Israel, and the Italian government, pro-Obama and pro-Clinton, was forced into buying these billions of dollars of military planes that they don't even work properly, because the F-35s don't even work properly, Dr. Digo. They seem to have a lot of problems, especially when it comes into bad weather. So
yeah, so it's a weapons platform that can't fight the 50-year-old MiG-29i. So the weapons platform can be jammed with Russian-based EMP jamming equipment, so it's basically a dead platform that is a sitting target, and it's useless and very expensive.
Absolutely, but I think that at this point, also everything that is happening in Syria is just a diversion from the real things that are happening, and the real thing is really that we have losing media, the mainstream media, that doesn't want to accept that Donald Trump is the president, and they are just spinning any form of story or thing. Because in the end, they want to just get back at him for having been really probably the man who was the president who has criticized more the media in history and opposed them.
Well, right now, the fake news story is one we talked about with Jim Fetzer. We did a video 2 days ago, and it's got a lot of hits already up on the live stream, YouTube, and Vimeo. And the issue is that they've listed about 50 major news sites that are alternative. They call fake news sites, and they want to shut them down. And apparently there's some kind of bill in Congress to try to do this, but it hasn't gone to the Senate yet. What's very concerning about this is, like the Ministry of Truth of 1984, we have a situation now where, out of this election, the alt-left is actually trying to actually say that any alternative viewpoints are not only anathema, but they're a violation of national security, that they're liars, that they're trying to manipulate the election. In fact, I'm certain it's the alternative media, including this show and many others, that were instrumental in getting the truth through to the people, so that the Rust Belt people and other people who really saw through the scam of saying that Donald Trump is a misogynist and a predatory sexual predator and all this stuff, and that he was unfit to be president because of his temperament. It's showing the exact opposite in reality, that the media and everybody, they're going for broke now. They really basically are, and it looks ridiculous, but they're not stopping. They're actually so desperate, they don't care if it looks ridiculous. They're going to try to go for broke, including Obama, making statements like he's going to back the CIA, ridiculous statements that the Russians hacked. And even the FBI and the Office of the National Security are saying, we don't have the evidence of that. So why does Obama think he has the right to disrespect the next incoming president and see if he can even throw the election? And Hillary is even saying that the Electoral College is unconstitutional. How ridiculous. This is so crazy. It's disgusting, but it's also extremely dangerous, because if they ever did try to throw the election, there would be a civil war in this country. I mean, a real hot, bloody civil war.
Yeah, I think that this is really what these tags of criminals of liberal politics don't really get it, because they have really had I think that this election demonstrated how little contact they have with reality.
Right.
And the fact they don't have contact with reality means that probably they will have got us into a nuclear war with Russia with
right.
no reason. When instead they let in the Islamic terrorists, please come in and bomb anything you want. I mean,
yeah, and kill people and you're going shopping for Christmas shopping or whatever. It's ridiculous.
But this has to end. This whole politics has to end. Of course, like you said, if they try to subvert the will of the people, they will get really kicked ass. And this is what is happening here in Italy. The problem is, here we had a referendum, as you know, it went on the news even in America, and the no vote won against Renzi, which represented the Clinton Foundation, represented George Soros and all these, and now they just don't want to leave. And everything, unfortunately, will stay the same until the 20th of January, until in the end we will have, at the end of January, Donald Trump in the White House. And then we hope here in Europe that America will realize how important it is to have a stable Europe, and also a Europe without all the thousands of refugees coming in every day from all these countries, that once in Europe will make it very easily to America.
Well, not only that, people don't understand, it's been projected that the rate of new emigres coming from North Africa, Middle East, and even the former Soviet Islamic republics like Tajikistan, etc., that within 5 years, there'll be enough people coming in through Turkey and so on and into Europe that it'll become an Islamified superstate, which will be a population probably over 500 million, and with its potential technologies linked to the American U.S. Space Command and satellite-based systems for protection against incoming nuclear missiles and targeting, that we would be basically subject to a Muslim superstate within 5 years. We're not talking about 10 or 15 years, because at the rate that it's going on right now with the Hiraj from all over the world, it's not just religious, it's in climatic because of drought, it's geopolitical, it's starvation, there's all kinds of influences here. But what's going to happen is they have to stop this. They should build safe zones within the Middle East with all the money from these so-called countries that are supporting ISIS. And we do, too. I mean, Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii, a congresswoman, has actually put forward a bill to stop funding terrorists. Because we are. It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous that we have these people that haven't really realized the great change that is in front of us in the coming months and in the coming years. I think that we just have to leave it to Trump's vision to find an opportunity to not only make America great again, but to also make the Americans as a united people great again. Because now it seems as Americans that you're giving the wrong image abroad of a divided country. And this has never happened in the course of history, as you know. It's never happened in the course of history, and has never really been the kind of thing that any president has ever contemplated, to see a divided country. What Obama is doing is completely contrary to any president that is now leaving the White House.
Well, I think what we have to say is, A lot of people think he's the worst president ever. I think he's actually the most brilliant president ever, the most successful president at deconstructing and destroying America. Class war, race war, economic devastation, more debt than all previous presidents, a war footing that could put us in danger of a thermonuclear conflict, deconstructing our military to the point where we properly couldn't engage, materials and equipment procurement system that allows Congress people to, Congress critters and Senate critters, to get themselves rich while screwing up the proper procurement, which is why the F-35 is what we call like an elephant. It was designed by a bunch of idiots that all had their own agenda, and they didn't want to make a warfighting aircraft that the military needed. They wanted something that was just going to be a pork-barreling nightmare for the U.S. debt. And, you know, this is an example of how the swamp has to be cleared or America is finished. I mean, if we ever try to engage a war right now with Russia, we're going to lose our Navy and our Air Force. If we try to, you know, play our economic games with the BRICS nations and so on, they're just going to walk off and do their own thing, and eventually we're going to just shrivel away on the vine. And, you know, that's the facts, whether we want to face it or not. And the fact that we have grace enough to have Trump here, I think, is a supernatural intervention. I call it Trumpence, the Trumpence of God, you know, giving us, hey, a little grace now, say, hey, America, if you repent, you build up your economy, you act godly, you get rid of abortion, you build up your borders, you allow rapid immigration by people legally, but not get rid of these criminals and MS-13 and all these drug lords. We tolerated this. The drug war has been tolerated because it's good for business. You know, a lot of the evil that's going on in our inner cities and so on is tolerated because it's part of the eugenics plan to reduce the populations of blacks and Hispanics, and people don't get it. Just like I can't understand why blacks in the past would vote for Democrats when they were fully for basically a race war against black babies. If you're black and inside your mama's womb, you're 7 times more likely to be aborted. That's the facts. So, you know, it's... they're catching on. They're catching on now, which is why the black and Hispanic vote rose with Trump significantly. And I guarantee a second term, it'll be a lot more because he's going to clear the inner cities. He's going to take these criminals and put them into prison here or in their home country. And you're going to see a lot of changes. And it'll also inspire other countries like Italy and others to get their act together and stop tolerating this globalist satanic crap that's ruining our country and giving us a false narrative about even environment, saying if we control carbon credits, we'll survive the planet. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, but things now in this moment of history are ridiculous on many fronts. Not only the politics, we have also, as you know, the Vatican. The Vatican has got heavily involved in politics like never before. And from the Vatican came a lot of the control towards favoring the election of Hillary Clinton, as you know, because there was also Tom Cain, the vice president, who is a Jesuit stooge and so on. I think that now the Vatican is rediscussing its own politics at the moment. There is actually a struggle with the Knights of Malta in this regard. And it seems like in the last week, within the Knights of Malta, they have changed some of the top offices because there is an internal struggle that could lead to an internal war in the Vatican because of Donald Trump.
That's, I can see that coming because right now, and I don't know if the prophecies of Malachi, the Irish monk, are coming true, but it's my hunch or guess that this is very probably the last pope. That this guy is, in a sense, the, if you want to call it, the false prophet of a new financial and religious order that accepts all religious viewpoints. This is a global religion that's an amalgam that's basically pagan and satanic.
Pagan and satanic, because that's the elite from the beginning of time. I've dedicated, as you know, to this whole thing, to this whole network of secret societies, which we commonly refer as the Illuminati, a trilogy which is out in the bookshops. Volume 1 and 2 are already out. Now I'm just touching the last parts of Volume 3 in the English edition that will be out in the coming months. And I hope that people will understand that this is an ongoing work in which there is some very interesting revelations made by me about what is really going on behind the scenes in these secret societies, describing how they work, how they operate, but doing it without too much speculation about improbable reptilians. Here I'm talking mainly giving I think personally my own experience and plus also my own expertise in wanting to explore the hidden the hidden covenants, the hidden treaties, the hidden also rules that govern this new world order, that is in the hands always of a few people. And amongst all these people, the Vatican, together with the Queen of England, are probably some of the key players, if not the most important ones.
Right. Well, one of the things I think that I'll mention, there's actually 360 orders of illumination. And the highest that a human can achieve is 180th. I've actually dealt with a 90th degree Mason personally, who went to the Catholic Church to learn how to do the, quote, transubstantiation, so-called. And these people are really evil. People have to understand that. You also have to understand that although we do it on a physical level with people and organizations and orders, this also ascends into the astral plane, the plane, if you want to call it, the dark side of evil or demons and angels and the heavenly realm. It deals with things that are at a higher level than the average person can understand. You see shadows of it in the Bible and explanations of it, but most people never get there. Back in a minute.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
How you doing? It's Jimmy here from Zipa. Today I wanted to tell you about my efforts to achieve global elimination of snoring. It all starts with respect. Respect for yourself and respect for others. Listen, you think you're being a nice guy or a nice girl by letting a guy or girl next to you sleep and snore every night. It's the ultimate disrespect to have that happen. You wake that person up and you tell them, go to Zipa.com now. Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. We're not going to tolerate this, all right? Snoring is not okay. Someone next to you is snoring, you tell them to buy a Zipa. Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. I know that you listen to these snoring things and you're thinking, well, it don't apply to me. I don't have these problems. A lot of people are in denial, but it's true. Listen, if you're snoring, you gotta stop it. What you gotta do is get this fixed. Get a Zipa and change your life. ZYPPAH.com.
We're at the beginning of the end of secular history of mankind. You know, the thing that's really bizarre is the number of scoffers that come. Scoffers that think that every day shall proceed like it has from the beginning, and there shall be no end, etc. Just like the parable about the man who was going to build more barns because his grains were getting so great. And Yeshua said he didn't know that night, you know, he was about to be taken. Our society and our world isn't ready for that, are they? They're not ready for the fact that we're dealing with a spiritual war that's going on right now, as well as a physical war with actual people and beings on various levels, including up to what we call the astral plane. It says there was war in heaven. That war in heaven is going on right now. What people need to understand is we're not just dealing with a physical war between greedy people or people that are satanic and have some bizarre ideas about life and death and gaining power through doing evil things. You know, do what thou wilt is the hold of the law kind of garbage. There's something much more malicious here on a higher level than humans. And most people either don't want to grasp it or they think if you mention it, you must be crazy. What do you think about that situation, Leo? Because a lot of people in our society are just, they're not prepared to deal with the spirit realm, are they?
Well, this is because for many centuries, I think, but especially then in the last decades, things have been molded so the majority of people believe that anything to do with spirituality is hocus pocus, is not reality, it's distant from reality. While instead the elite still knows that there is a spiritual, you know, there is spiritual discipline, there is spiritual hierarchy there, that there is magical powers, magical forces, psychic energies. All this is always kept secret from the majority of people. Remember right. that the majority of people have to be kept really in their condition, connected to the ground, paying their bills and not refusing to do it, because otherwise that would be a problem for the people who have control over the system. So if you start making them, empowering them, empowering their conscience, empowering their awareness, then it's a danger for the system. I think that's really what the internet has done in the last few years. It has empowered a lot of people with some extra awareness that the system now has difficulty into handling.
Right, and by the way, that also involves a lot of the so-called public religions. There's a lot of public Christian churches and Catholic divisions that are gone apostate. And it says, you know, that there shall be a great apostasy before the coming of the day of the Lord. There'll also be a great revelation of the true, what's called gospel. And what the gospel is basically, and it's not being preached by the churches at all, is really simply that do you do it to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do it to me. It's, in other words, the oneness of us collectively. And that we collectively, as believing Christians, as the Philadelphia Christians, are the bride, and that until the bride is ready, the bridegroom's not coming, but it's coming soon. And these issues are going to happen. I believe that Trump has already talked about the idea of a peace treaty in the Middle East, and out of that peace treaty is going to come a lot of evil. And the other side, the globalist side, the satanic side, are going to make a final thrust for power. It's going to result in a great battle that we know as Armageddon. And I don't think it's generations away. I think it's years and maybe less than a decade away, but it's certainly not generations away. We'll be back in a moment with Leo Zagami in hour number two. It's fantastic to have you on extra time here today, Leo. We'll see you in just a minute in hour two coming up.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.